you're with the Bears, you're fighting the Lions, then you go to Detroit. What was that like? What did the Lions think of the Bears?
They wanted to know what we were doing and how we were doing it, what made us more successful, what made us pull off those games when we seemed to be out of it, you know, when we had to fight and fight and fight, like the Arizona game, like the games we played against them where we were fighting to the end and we wind up prevailing. They wanted to know that. What's the difference between us and you? And I would say the biggest difference between us and them at that point was the fact that we were disciplined. We weren't going to make those mistakes. We weren't going to stomp a player's head. We weren't going to, you know, get the 15-yard penalty that's going to push us back, that's going to knock us out of field goal range, that's going to cause us to turn the ball over or anything like that. We weren't going to do those things because of our leadership. Our leadership was even keeled. You know, this is who we are. This is what we do. We fight to the end. We're Bears. We're blue-collar club. This is what we do. We're going to play hard to the end. Same thing with the special teams coach and every offensive coach that came in. You know, that's who we were. And so when I got to Detroit, that's what they wanted to know. Well, what's different? And I actually cried on the plane when I had to leave here and go there. But, you know, that was about my family and everything else, leaving them back here and that kind of stuff. But I had fun in Detroit. You know, we played well that year. Calvin was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Good teammate?
Great teammate. Probably one of the... And I played with some great people. Brian, Lance, Peanut are some really great people. Calvin may be, he's up there, if not a little bit higher in terms of, you know, people standing.
And I know
really
Calvin loves visiting Chicago. He loves coming downtown to Chicago.
Who doesn't?
He's been around quite a bit, you know, over the years. People run into him at various locations, loves eating here and loves having a good time in Chicago.
You?
Yeah. You know, you alluded to one thing when we first started about, you know, your upbringing and the situation you grew up in there in Cali. Not easy to escape those situations. Mm-hmm. And there are a number, as a high percentage of players, obviously, that are in similar situations. Do you think that sharpened you and gave you an edge in some way athletically, from a mental point of view as well?
I don't know about athletically, but from a mental point, in the sense that I always looked at the mortality of my career. Like, I looked at it realistically. I wasn't expected to make it past high school, let alone, or make it past, junior college where I started. And so I always looked at it like every year could be my last year, especially in the NFL, because every year could have been my last year. And I'm not even talking about injury-wise, you know. I'm talking they could want to get rid of me and I can't do anything about it. So that's another reason that every day in practice, I only knew one way. I just go hard, you know, see what happens.